Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 17, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Monzo launches instant access savings service. UK-based digital financial institution Monzo has announced the launch of its first instant access savings pot with a 3% interest rate. Upcoming Valley FinTech Pay event at Arizona BayPay's chapter. The BayPay Forum is proud to announce the first event of Valley FinTech Pay, the Arizona BayPay's chapter on February 23, 2023. More details are available at baypayforum.com/022323. Credit card fintech Pliant receives 26 million euros. Germany-based credit card fintech Pliant has received around 26 million euros in a new round of financing. Starling Bank launches one-year saver product for SMEs. Starling Bank has launched a one-year saver product for its SME customers with a 2. Wedge partners with Visa. US-based debit card provider Wedge has announced its partnership with multinational financial services corporation Visa to launch new debit cards in America. Zopa to acquire Divide By. UK-based digital financial institution Zopa has announced its decision to acquire Divide By, S point of sale, POS, finance technology and lending platform. Siemens issues its first digital bond on Polygon. Germany-based technology company Siemens has issued its first digital bond on the Polygon blockchain in a bid to reduce paperwork. Plaid launches identity verification service in Canada. US-based open banking platform Plaid. The launch of Plaid Identity Verification and Monitor, a global verification and KYC solution, in Canada. Fluid Finance partners SumSub to prevent fraud and improve onboarding. Switzerland-based Fluid Finance has partnered all-in-one verification platform SumSub to improve user onboarding and ensure fraud protection. FCA grants UK e-money license to Payoneer. Cross-border payments firm, Payoneer, has gained its electronic money license, EMI, with approval from the Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. U.S. jury convicts Russian in $90 million hack to trade conspiracy. A Russian businessman has been convicted in the U.S. for his part in a scheme that netted $90 million through securities trades based on non-public information stolen from computer networks. Terraform and CEO Du Quan charged with fraud by SEC. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has charged cryptocurrency firm Terraform Labs and its CEO, Du Quan, with orchestrating a multi-billion dollar crypto fraud scheme. Client onboarding outfit Sequoia raises $6 million. Sequoia, a London-based unified data platform designed to simplify client onboarding and risk evaluation, has raised $6 million in seed funding. Digital innovations are modernizing car shopping. Why isn't automotive finance next? Digital innovations abound in automotive retail. You can purchase a vehicle via your mobile phone without getting up from your SU. Bankify launches Go Get Paid service. UK-based embedded banking solution provider for SMEs Bankify has announced the launch of its new Go Get Paid service in partnership with IF Agency. Vexi raises $8 million MLN. Vexi, a Mexico-based neobank, has raised $8 million in a round led by Magma Partners, along with previous and new investors like Redwood Ventures. WPP, Stripe expand commerce and payment solutions. Creative transformation company WPP has partnered with financial infrastructure platform for businesses Stripe to expand commerce and payment solutions for brands. DNA Payments, MasterCard deliver click to pay. UK-based payments provider DNA Payments has partnered with MasterCard to deliver the click-to-pay payment solution to merchants across the UK and Europe. IXOPAY partners with DPO Group. Payment orchestration platform IXOPAY has partnered FinTech DPO Group to provide payment processes for businesses to enable their growth in Africa and the Middle East. Identify partners Today's Crypto to improve its onboarding process. Lithuania-based Identify has partnered streaming platform Today's Crypto to improve the latter's onboarding process without creating compliance risks. P27 CEO Paula da Silva to give keynote at NextGen Nordics 2023. Ahead of NextGen Nordics, which will return to Stockholm on the 25th of April 2023, Finextra will be publishing a series of sneak peeks, covering the topics and interviewing the panelists speaking at the event. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.